Dr. Shami, I have some questions for you.
Yes, my son. Bare your soul. Open your mind that I might enlighten you with my wisdom.
Yeah. Well, I was reading in the Bible.
You what?
I was reading the Bible.
Don't do that! You need inner wisdom, like myself, to decipher it. It's just too complicated.
Well, actually, I found its message quite simple.
No, you just read the simple part. It takes years to understand the Bible. Here, read my book.
Programming your VCR?
No, the other side.
Knowing God the Shami way?
That's Shami, and what I say there is truth.
Now, wait a minute. Why should I believe you? Have you ever healed a blind, walked on water, or raised the dead?
You think I'm God? Of course not.
Well, Jesus did. He performed incredible miracles that no one in history has ever done. We have reason to trust him.
I knew it. I knew this would happen. Already, you're confused.
I don't feel confused.
Of course not. You haven't read my book yet.
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-52-FUNNY at lifelinepro.com.
You know, the Bible is at the very heart of the Christian faith. Without it, we don't have the steady, dependable directions for life that we so desperately need. Just as we need food and water for our physical survival, we need God's spiritual food for our soul survival. And there are people who've picked up a Bible and tried to understand it all at once, only to become frustrated or discouraged. It's not that kind of book, though, is it?
I think he's having one of those epiphanies.
I think you're right, Sclazo. I can see that little light bulb blinking over his head this very moment.
Oh, come on, guys. Give me a break here. Right now I have this picture of our basement shelves, and my wife has them lined up with all kinds of food that she's canned from summer and early fall. And there's no way I'm going to go down there and grab every jar off the shelf, carry it upstairs, and devour it in one sitting. No, I'm going to grab me a jar of pickled garlic and put a little bit of that on the plate along with the main course and maybe some of them sweet peppers while I'm at it. And I might even crack open a jar of her peaches for dessert. But I'm not going to be able to take in the whole thing in one sitting. It's going to take me a long time to be able to devour all of that food. There's a passage that kind of makes this analogy. Jesus said it in John 6:35. There he said, "I'm the bread of life, and he that comes to me shall never go hungry, and he that believes on me shall never go thirsty." So I'm thinking, if a person would approach the Bible as though it was a lifetime supply of food, maybe they wouldn't try to take it in all at once. Maybe they'd just open up the Bible each day, read a little bit of what God has for them that day, and then digest it proper-like. Think of the Bible as real soul food. Hey, chances are you've eaten something for your body this day, but have you had your spiritual meal? Now here's a song by Jeff Coleman called Bread of Heaven.